4LV in Belton, South Carolina.
And 4ZLK.
Hey, AF4LV, good morning, Shane. You're quiet as I don't know what to compare you to, but just full quieting. Great signal down here in Belton. I was hearing a lot of static. I don't know if this my older 2-meter rig just doesn't have a squelch control, but when there are no signals, I'm hearing a lot of hash in there, and I don't know what that is. I know there's another 146-610 repeater in Tennessee that once in a while we pick up traffic from that one. But anyway, you probably know a lot more about this than I do. But hope you're doing well. I guess you're on the road, Shane. N4ZLK, AF4LV.
Actually, just sitting at my desk. I just turned the radio on, and you're the first one I've heard this morning. But I'm not far from the repeater, and when there's no signal, when nothing's going on, it's really quiet. Are you talking about when the repeater is keyed up hearing the noise, or when no one's talking?
No one's talking makes me think that maybe somebody is bumping another repeater, and somehow it's nudging ours, but I'm hearing for 2 or 3 seconds at a time, it sounds like a tail, where there's just a high static level. I have to turn the volume way down. Otherwise, it's quiet. Over.
Sitting here about 10 minutes and I haven't heard anything, so I'm wondering if it's localized to you, because I'm less than 5 miles from the repeater itself, line of sight, and I'm not picking up anything.
Roger, roger. You must be east of my brother then. He's he can see Table Rock from his back deck, and he's just off Highway 11 there, east of Pumpkintown, off New Hope Road. So I'm guessing that you're closer to 25. Is that correct? Over.
I take New Hope to get home. Where it hits 11, I cross over there on South Saluda. I live back up in there, and according to Google Earth, I did a line of sight drawing, you know, from my house to the repeater site, and it's like 4.95 miles.
Shane, N4ZLK, AF4LV. When the repeater kicked off after your last transmission, I heard that strong tail of static, and I just broke in before it even let up. So anyway, I've got a lot to learn, but I do love using the repeater. I'm not faulting it at all, and as you say, it may be localized noise. So anyway, great to talk to you. Don't want to interrupt your work, so I'll say 73, N4ZLK, AF4LV.
As always, seems like, I don't know how often you call out, but it seems like I'm always here when you do. I'm glad for that, because it's good to talk to you. Hope you have a good day. I'm just sitting here listening to some code, trying to copy a little bit. I've been working on that. You have a good day. We'll talk to you later. AF4LV, N4ZLK.
Okay, AF4LV, one final comment. Good for you. Bravo on working on your code. I should be doing that. Back in the day, I actually had to do the 20-word-a-minute code test twice, once back in 78 to get my extra the first time, and then in 98 to get my extra the second time after I let my license lapse. So I was raising a family, got out of ham radio in the interim. But at any rate, I'm a firm believer in CW. Love it. I want to get this this old Tentec cranked up, and it really is a dream on CW. It has a 100 hertz filter, and I love using the old Triton 4. It's way out of date, but they made them rock solid back then. So I'll let you go. Thanks a lot, and best wishes with your CW practice. I assume you're probably using W1AW code practice files, although I know there are a lot of other ones as well.
I'm about a little over halfway through the alphabet, learning it at 15 words a minute. So we'll talk to you later. AF4LV, N4ZLK.